Hey there, I'm Verity Songon and this is the Confident CEO podcast, the show that takes you behind the scenes of starting and running your small or not so small business. We will cut through the misinformation and bad advice about starting and running a business and give you actionable tips and advice that you can implement to grow, scale and achieve your business goals. Let's dive in. Hello there, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Confident CEO podcast. I'm really, really excited as ever to have you here and incredibly privileged for you to be here as well, because I just always find it incredibly humbling when I see the numbers of people who download the episodes that we put out on this podcast. So just a huge, huge thank you as ever there. So what I wanted to talk about today is not what I was originally going to talk about on this episode for this week, but what I really want to talk about is taking time out of your business and feeling confident to be able to take time out of your business, which might seem a little bit strange because this podcast is all about actionable business tips and how you can take your business forward. But I also genuinely believe that if you're not in the right place physically or mentally, then you can't take your business forward and you end up just on this hamster cycle or hamster wheel, whatever they call it, just going round and round and round and not being able to actually be productive in any way. So this episode, or the theme of this episode, spurs very much from last week when I was ill for most of the week, like not being sick or anything, but I just had a hacking cold. It was absolutely awful. I could not stop coughing, phlegm, you know, oh, just the whole thing. It was awful. It wasn't COVID, thankfully, but it was just, you know, seasonal cold, but it was awful. I felt so, so drained on top of feeling tired because obviously we've got kids and all that kind of thing. But yeah, I just felt so, so drained. And I tried initially at the beginning of the week to push forward, and then it got to about partway through the week and I was like, I can't do this. I need to stop working. And I am an absolute workaholic. Everybody who knows me knows that I try and power on through absolutely everything. The amount of times that my husband is turning around to me and he's like, Verity, you just need to stop, just stop. But even when I've quote unquote stopped, I'm still tuning into things. I'll be like scrolling on something on my phone being like, oh yeah, but I'm just researching this for the business. Or, oh, but I'm watching this TikTok because I want to know how to do that trend because I can link it into this for, you know, you get my point. So, so much of the time with me, things are, you know, my brain's just completely going because it's like, how do I keep going with the business? Because I love what I do. I love podcasting. I love the whole world of podcasting. I love connecting with people to talk about podcasting. You get my point. I absolutely love it. So when the idea comes that I absolutely have to stop, I'm like, well, what do I do? But as I said, it got to about halfway through last week and I was like, I need to stop. So anyone who follows me on Instagram will know that I was very, very quiet on my stories last week. I put out a few scheduled posts on Instagram and LinkedIn, but otherwise very, very quiet on my stories. And I did not put out my usual Wednesday episode on the podcast. Do you know what though? It wasn't the worst thing in the world. I think sometimes, and this is kind of the point of this episode, that I think that sometimes we seem to think if we take a day off or an afternoon off or a week off, that the world is suddenly going to stop and stand still. And, you know, really, we need to sometimes just take it back and we need to think to ourselves, if I don't put out this podcast episode today, if I don't post that one reel on Instagram, if I don't create that TikTok, if I don't write to my email list and I put it off for tomorrow, what is the worst thing that is going to happen? And just really think about that and really ask yourself, what is the worst thing that's going to happen? Now, I'm all for consistency. You know that I talk about consistency a lot, particularly when it comes to podcasting. You know, you get known for a certain time frame and all this kind of thing. And posting is consistent, or consistent posting is, you know, what we need. However, I also think, and, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, take a break and then like 3 months later, you're like, oh, I haven't posted on TikTok for 3 months, or I haven't, you know, done LinkedIn posts for three. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is there in that moment, if you are having a day where you are mentally or physically or both not feeling like you've got the capacity to do whatever it is that you feel like you need to do, that's when you need to be thinking to yourself, if I don't get this email out right now, What difference is it really going to make if I send it now or if I send it at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning? What difference is it going to make if I don't put out this podcast episode today and if I skip it for a week and I put another one out next week, which is just bang on point and serves my audience? What's the worst thing that's going to happen if I don't post this reel today because I just don't have the head capacity to edit it properly and I either post it out really naff or I post it out in 2 days' time? What is the worst thing that is going to happen? Because I'm also all about messy action, and we know that. And sometimes when we ask ourselves that question, we can then spin it round and we're like, nothing bad is going to happen at all. You know, nothing bad is going to happen. And like I said, I think sometimes we get so in our heads about the task that needs to be completed that it does take a lot to step back sometimes and be like, the world will not end. The world will keep on spinning. People will keep, you know, cooking dinner and watching TV and stuff will keep on happening regardless of if I send this email right now or regardless of if I post to social media right now. And I think once we start having that conversation with ourselves, I think that's really empowering and I think that's really, really important because, again, I'm going to say it for about the third time now, we all know that I love my podcast, but last week I was not in the headspace to either record a new episode. And then I was like, well, actually, I've got something already that I can, you know, I can edit and put out. But then I wasn't in the headspace to edit to the best of my ability and write show notes to the best of my ability. So I was like, do you know what? I would rather put out something next week. I'd rather skip a week, put out something next week, which is on point, than put out something which I was not happy with. So this is a very short episode. In fact, it's very, very short in comparison to all of my other episodes that I put out there. But I really, really wanted to drive home the point for this episode that if you need to take a break, take this as your permission to take a break. You cannot be working 24/7 because if you are, you're going to go to burnout. And then I'll link in the show notes as well the episode that we did with Elizabeth Collins about burnout. But, you know, I think particularly at the beginning of 2023, we know that there is a cost of living crisis and stuff. And people are really being like, no, I have to keep going, have to keep going, have to keep hustling. And actually next week, we're going to be doing an episode with Ellie Blackney about anti-hustle. So that the anti-hustle culture. So that'll be a really good one to tune into. But as I said, it's really about taking care of yourself, taking stock of what capacity you've got at that point in time to do. So if you're feeling that you do not have the mental or the physical capacity to do something, it's okay to take a break. And like I said, it's just really asking yourself when you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is on my to-do list, this is on my to-do list, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do something else. What is the worst thing that's going to be if you put off that one task until tomorrow or later that day or in a week's time? I'm not saying give up on the tasks. I'm not saying take masses of months breaks unless you really need it. What I'm saying is, what is the worst thing that's going to happen? Because you need to take care of yourself, because otherwise all that's going to happen is you get worse and worse in a hole. You get, you know, worse and worse in your in whatever situation you're in, be it either physically or mentally unwell, and you will burn out and you won't be putting out the content and showing up in the same way, and your audience will feed off of that completely. So short episode today, but I think short and sweet is sometimes brilliant, just to bring back the really important points of look after yourself, keep being amazing at whatever it is that you are doing, and I will see you next week in another episode. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Confident CEO podcast. Before you go, I would absolutely be overjoyed if you could take just 2 minutes to leave me a review in Apple Podcasts. Reviews are a great way to tell Apple Podcasts how much you enjoyed the show, and it helps the algorithm to push out the podcast to more people, thereby helping us to help empower even more badass businesswomen to grow their inner CEO and grow to be the confident CEO of their business that they can be. I love to shout you out in your reviews as well. So you never know, you might be hearing your name on the podcast in the next episode. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.